So I'd like to bring up Gail Finney. Now, pay attention. She will be here in 2 weeks. We don't have open mic on the third Tuesday of the month, so 2 weeks from now, on the 22nd, this wonderful, talented lady is going to be featuring, along with her son, Julian Rundlett. And this is Gail Finney, and I hope you can come out. I hope you'll tell your friends, because she's really delightful. Please, a big welcome for Gail Finney.
Thank you so much. Well, I have to tell you, Julian and I rehearsed tonight. I came straight from rehearsal with him, and we had such a great time. I haven't really been playing any music with him since last spring because of a job he got down in Connecticut, and now he's in college, and, you know, he's just a busy young man. So we worked up some new material, and we're very excited about our feature here. So, and I can't get the strap behind me. So I have to say, having the playoff game happening now, and the fact that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are home watching the game, reminded me of when I briefly tried doing a little touring back in, God, I think it was the 80s. It was 1986. Because the story I'm going to tell you, I think it was 1986. I booked a gig at the 8th Step Coffee House in Albany, and coincidentally it fell on that famous seventh game of the either the World Series or ALS between the Mets and the Sox when Bill Buckner missed the catch. Was that the World Series?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, and I was in New York. Oh my God. And there were like 5 people at my gig, and 2 were from Western Mass who came to see me specifically. And it was like, and I arranged to stay overnight in Albany. And all night I was hearing celebrations outside my window. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in enemy territory. It was brutal. But you book these things and you never know what's gonna happen, you know? So I do have to just say really quick that Stephen, I'm doing a song that you did at my singing party. And when you did this song, it's a Greg Brown song called Rudy Toot Toot for the Moon. And when you did that song, my whole face just went, oh my God. And it's one of those songs where I had forgotten about it because nobody sings it anymore. And it's a great song. And then the other day I was leafing through a Rise Up singing and it jumped off the page at me. So thank you, Stephen, for calling it to my attention. And that thing keeps falling off whatever it is. No, I don't. So please sing along, and thanks, Stephen, for bringing this to my attention again.
The whole kitten caboodle is in disrepair. There's nowhere to go if not here. Little captains and cuckoos from here to Timbuktu counting their dough in the star I've ever seen. It's a pearl of wisdom, a slice of green cheese, burning just like kerosene, burning just like kerosene. He was just a young white kid trying to sing tough and black. You know you can't memorize them. Hang your hat on your nose. Don't hide in your clothes. Smile at someone. Begin. Singing Rudy Toot Toot for the Moon. It's the biggest star I've ever seen. It's a pearl of a wisdom, a slice of green cheese, burning just like kerosene. Kerosene. You know, all of us were primates. Some of us were classmates. Some of us were lovers in the fall. There were periods of blondness, periods of fondness, periods that never came at all. Singing Rudy Toot Toot for the Moon. Biggest star I've ever seen. It's a pearl of wisdom, a slice of green cheese, burning just like kerosene, burning just like kerosene.
Thank you.
Okay, you've just been listening to Gail Finney. She'll be featuring here in 2 weeks along.